poll, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by double-digit margin in Michigan. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 28, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is leading President Joe Biden by double digits in the key swing state of Michigan, a recent Kaplan Strategies survey found. The survey, conducted February 23, found Trump leading the Democrat incumbent by 10 points in a head-to-head matchup. According to the poll, respondents favor Trump over Biden 46% to Biden's 36% support. The survey also asked respondents to give favorable ratings to a variety of possible running mates for Trump and found South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R, with the highest favorability rating of 39%. The survey then added Noem to the ticket and asked respondents who they would support if it were Trump/Noem versus Biden/Harris. In that scenario, Trump's lead grew to a 12-point margin, 48% to 36% for Biden/Harris. According to the survey, no other potential vice presidential candidate positively impacted the results for President Trump. This is particularly significant, given that the uncommitted protest vote against Biden, largely due to his handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict, topped 101,100 votes cast. As Breitbart News reported, as a result of Biden's handling of the conflict, Democrat Muslim voters in Michigan plan to vote uncommitted in the primary race. But even some Democrats who are concerned, such as Representative Dan Kildee, DME, urged them not to withhold support from Biden and cast an undecided ballot. This movement, the hashtag Abandon Biden campaign, appeared to start in December over Biden's refusal to call for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Trump's lead in Michigan also comes as various surveys show him edging out Biden in a series of swing states, including Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, in addition to Michigan. It also coincides with increasing chatter on whom Trump would choose as his running mate. According to former Trump aide Sam Nunberg, Trump must select a running mate who will serve as a top advisor on key issues, namely, immigration. He told Breitbart News Saturday that if Trump runs a competent campaign, if he picks the right kind of vice president, if we're able to focus on Biden, make it a referendum on Biden, Donald Trump should be able to win this election. Trump's running mate, he explained, should serve as a course correction, quasi-independent third-party type candidate. What I mean is that he puts his VP as a referendum, as you're voting on a certain issue, he said, identifying immigration as the number one issue. As Breitbart News detailed, under Biden's presidency in 3.5 to 4 years, you will have had 8 million illegals, at a minimum. That's 8 million, that's what the government is saying, that are dispersed across his country. You will have had policies that he immediately reversed on day one when he came into the Oval Office from President Trump's policies, he said, explaining that Trump should pick someone and say that this person's job is going to be to immediately report to me day to day on immigration, on deportations, on closing the border, on dealing with Mexico and the other countries in that area, on enforcement, on possible military action against the cartels. Trump will be outspent by possibly, you know, $500 million going into the fall. The one thing that they can't do is, if he has a VP that literally they're just for immigration, that's going to be an issue when somebody goes to vote and presses that button. They're voting whether or not they support Joe Biden's immigration. They're going to have to think about it. And for me, that would be somebody like General Jack Keane. Let's say, he said, also floating former Homeland Border Security Advisor Tom Homan. Don't judge the person on anything else, if you want. You know, this person is literally going to be my top advisor. We're going to be running on dealing with this immigration problem. This person is going to be in charge of getting these people out of this country from anywhere from New York City to the Rio Grande. Doesn't matter. I'm going to give this person full authority. I'm going to be ready with an attorney general, Nunberg said, dismissing some of the names he has heard. If Trump wants to go the politician route, however, Nunberg suggested Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., who has a tremendous story. Related, exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona.